Welcome everyone to North State Give and Take. My name is Bobby, and today we're going to interview Hillary Crosby and Carla Schultz from Caring Choices here in Chico.
Yeah, so thank you so much for having us. Caring Choices was started way back in 1993 in response to the HIV and AIDS epidemic is where we got our start. Barb Hanna is our director and our president of our nonprofit, and she is a nurse by trade and has gone on to get her PhD in nursing and has a real soft spot for social services as well as medical and non-medical case management. So way back when, there was a need for nurses to help manage the HIV and AIDS patients and kind of make sure that they got the medical treatment that they needed, that they were being represented social services wise. And so the state of California has a program with Medi-Cal called the AIDS Waiver Program. And that was kind of our beginnings. We got hooked up with the North State to provide those services for the community. And as the technology and the programs evolved, a couple more came down the line. HOPWA, which is a HUD program, it's housing opportunities for persons with AIDS. And so we kind of use that to help support clients that may need help with rental assistance or finding that permanent housing. It kind of gives us the ability to have some wraparound services to actually bring those services to them, not just talk about it, but we can actually provide and provide some of that assistance. So that was a great opportunity that we had. We hold that program in 8 counties here in the North State. So Butte, Glen, Yuba, Sutter, Colusa, Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity, I think are the 8. And we do have an office in Reading, and we provide HIV case management up that direction as well to support Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity. And we stay busy. So that was our founding programs with our organization, and still to this day are anchoring programs that we provide and have nurses and social workers on board to help them out. Then as things evolved and opportunities were presented to us and requests for help came along, our mission is to kind of be whatever the community needs us to be in that moment. So there was different programs helping with recreational equipment for children, programs with for disabled children, adults, things like that. We worked with that program for a while. We have gotten into disaster case management after the campfire. We have 4 disaster case managers on staff that provide assistance for survivors to help kind of get them on their feet, help them find permanent housing, wade through the process for rebuilding their homes if that's what they choose. Maybe they want to relocate, so we help them kind of navigate that process, access funds that are available in the community for them. And then we've kind of, through this whole process, we've always had a food pantry on and off, and Carla has been instrumental in kind of kickstarting that back into gear, and I can let her speak to what she's working on as far as our food pantry and our branch program.
Okay, and I see the food pantry. Now that started a long time ago, and then did it kind of it was continued since 2005?
Yes.
Wow,
it's a long time. It's scope has kind of, you know, sometimes it's really big and we get a lot of attention and focus to it, and then sometimes it dwindles down a little bit. But
I see. Well, I always hear about the food pantry. I also see people at the farmers market. I think they're taking food to the food pantry, or at least gathering food. Is that right? That happens sometimes?
Yeah. So on Wednesday farmers market, I usually do a round and collect any leftover produce. We have a partnership with Gold Roots Farm out of Tehama County, and they've been a great partner with us. We've been working with them since May. And we collect any leftover produce that they haven't sold that would otherwise go to waste. We then package it up that day. We give it to our case managers and they deliver them to clients or other community members in need. So it's part of our program. It's called our Branch Program, which is Bridging Resources and Nutrition for Community Health. And it's in collaboration with our food pantry. We kind of saw a need of, while non-perishables are great, we really want our clients to have a robust food system and to have fresh produce. So kind of combining our non-perishable items with fresh produce kind of gives them full nutrition profile. And it's been super well received with our clients and community members. And just the community in general has been really receptive to it. We've had a lot of donations. We had some donations up in Shasta County. We had some pigs that were donated, so we were able to get some fresh meat to some clients up there, which was really phenomenal. We've had, we did some food boxes through the Adventist Paradise Church. They were doing the USDA food drive boxes, so we were able to pick up some of those to deliver to clients. So we've really been kind of building up that program, especially in response to COVID. We've seen a drastic need for fresh produce, non-perishable items, and it's been really successful, and we're really hoping to build it up even more to not just serve our clients but to serve the community as a whole with the produce. Currently our food pantry is available to anybody. They can just call and stop by. Right now with COVID, we pack them a bag. We ask them a couple of questions, like how many family members, do you have any dietary needs, that kind of stuff, because some people can't necessarily chew or things like that. So we have some insure. So we pack them up a bag and we'll meet them out front. And then we also have some fresh produce sometimes on Wednesdays that we can give out as well.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Hillary Crosby and Carla Schultz from Caring Choices here in Chico on North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. That's what I was going to ask. How does someone, through other volunteer organizations that you're partnering mm-hmm. with?
Yes.
So exactly. When they see the need, they get a hold of you. But mm-hmm. then someone can actually come?
Yep.
And is there a time that you?
8 to 5.
8 to 5, wow.
Yep. Anytime.
And is this at that address, Ridgeway?
Yep, okay. On Ridgewood Drive, yeah. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, call our office and we'll set up a time for you to come by and pick it up, and there'll be a nice bag for you waiting.
And that number I'll put here is 899-3873?
Correct.
And what's the number on Ridgeway?
1398 Ridgewood Drive.
Ridgewood.
Yes.
Okay. It's and I know that's kind of behind the Social Security office.
Correct, mm-hmm. Yes, off of Lawson.
Mm-hmm. I remember when the campfire was happening, and in order to volunteer, you had to go to your office, I think, which was packed with people organizing that and ringleading that. And I see that that's a big part of what you do, is get involved with emergency situations like this EVC, which is the Emergency Volunteer Center.
Yep.
Yeah. So that seems like something that landed in your lap, or as we've had emergencies.
But yeah. It seems like in the North State, we are just disaster prone, and they're coming faster and harder recently. But this actually kind of went back to 2008 when we had the Lightning Complex fires, and their Caring Choices developed an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, with the county to provide volunteers, spontaneous volunteers. There's certain programs that have, you know, Red Cross has their trained volunteers, Salvation Army has their trained volunteers, but then there's community members that are like, hey, I'm available on Saturday, what can I do to help? And those are the volunteers that we can help the county manage and dispatch so that everybody's getting what they need at the right time. And thankfully, we were able to have that program with the county. When the campfire happened, we were in place to be able to mobilize and actually processed over 6,000 volunteer applications during that time, from volunteers to medical professionals to animal, you know, vets, vet techs, all kinds of things that really came in handy, that we already had that existing system in place to do that. And that's one thing too that Carla has kind of taken on top of everything else, is disaster preparedness. So we've been working with some programs in Tehama County, the Listos program, which is kind of, they go out and Carly, you can probably talk a little bit more about what you do with Listos.
Yeah. So Listos is a program through California, and it is to get every Californian a baseline of disaster preparedness. We as Californians know that disaster is always around the corner. We're living in one right now. So we're just trying to get the most vulnerable populations just ready for disaster and know kind of how to save themselves. Because generally that's what's going to happen. Not every ambulance can come out to get you if you live in a very rural area. If you have medical needs, just kind of working with people in these communities and trying to get them, you know, how do they have a go bag ready? How to stock a go bag? Do they have a route to get out of their neighborhood? Do they have, you know, who are their emergency contacts? If they need medical assistance, how do they get it? And just getting them prepared and ready for disaster. And it's been, we've had this grant since, I think since March, and we have engaged, I think, over 200 community members in Tehama County one-on-one doing these trainings. And the response has been amazing. Everybody has that response of like, oh, I know I need to do this, but then kind of sitting down with them and actually doing it has been super successful and super helpful. Mm-hmm. I think just taking that time to set aside and have somebody say, here, these are the steps that you need to take, and working with them to do those steps has been really great. And just, you know, getting everybody prepared because we need it.
We do. Now, do volunteers do that? Go and speak to people, or is it some paid people that will go in and work with people?
So right now, it's just two of us, myself and Emil Carr, who runs our HIV, he's our HIV program manager. So we're currently doing that, but we have trained a couple of core volunteers. We've trained four core volunteers, the Listos program, and a couple of our case managers, our disaster case managers, are also familiar. So we've been working with them to try to get them to also work with other community members, getting them prepared. I mean, that's just how it kind of works. It's a trickle effect, right? Like you help your neighbor helps someone else. It's kind of just getting everybody prepared. So yeah, we're training more people.
So the, like in our community, I saw that the partners, I guess is what we'd call them, like the Boys and Girls Club. And so when an organization needs some volunteers for something, would they contact you?
Yes. So we have Hands on NorCal, which we just kind of rebranded and relaunched. It's our Action Volunteer Network. And it is for any community partner to put volunteer opportunities on. We've worked with Boys and Girls Club, Salvation Army. We as Caring Choices have volunteer opportunities. Basically a matchmaking service. It's for organizations to find volunteers and volunteers to find organizations. And then they post their opportunities. Volunteers can sign up or they can express interest. And it's completely hands-off for us, even though it's called hands-on. But it's super simple for everybody to get connected. And we just, part of Caring Choices' mission is to promote volunteerism.
We'll take a break here. You are listening to a pre-recorded interview with Hillary Crosby and Carla Schultz from Caring Choices in Chico, California. And you're listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. And we'll return to this interview in just a little bit. Our pre-recorded interview with Hillary Crosby and Carla Schultz from Caring Choices in Chico. And we've been talking about volunteering here in Chico and how to coordinate that. And we'll get back to that conversation. You're listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. My name is Bobby, and back to our interview.
And as you see from the campfire, from the Butte Complex fires, is that that's kind of what we're about. And we just want to support our community, helping each other out. Especially since the campfire, we saw a huge, huge community response from it. And it's just the momentum has just kind of continued. And we just kind of want to connect as many people as we can. I think another thing which is really interesting is that we're connecting volunteers with maybe organizations they weren't familiar with. So if you have a particular interest, like you want to work with animals, well, there's the Humane Society, but then there's also North Valley Animal Disaster Group, who trains volunteers to be the first ones to go in and rescue animals, which I think is just an amazing thing to do. And they're usually one of the first people that gets activated during a disaster. And that's not something that I had known about. I know about the Humane Society, but hadn't known about these other organizations that are also doing incredible, amazing work, who also need volunteers. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like the mission of Hands On NorCal, is just connecting volunteers to organizations and promoting kind of long-serving volunteers. Because it's nice to have a volunteer every once in a while, but if you have volunteers you can continually count on and call on to help, that really relieves organizations of a lot of stress in management. Because not a lot of organizations have a volunteer coordinator or someone that can manage volunteers every single day. So this kind of takes that for them. It's completely free for organizations to join, completely free for volunteers to join. And they can just search by interest. So if they're interested in like campfire recovery, they can search by that, or animals, or, you know, if they have a specific degree, so if they have a medical degree or they're a nurse, they can upload that information and be easily searchable by organizations as well.
And that's at handson.org.
So that is at, let me double check. We're updating the domain, but it hasn't been updated just yet.
And this is such an important part sort of this show and, you know, and of what you do, so that people know where they can plug in. Because I think people do want to volunteer, but they only hear of a few things.
Mm-hmm. And so that's another thing, is that, you know, they know that they can go ring the bell for Salvation Army, that, you know, that's coming up. But there's so many other opportunities that are happening all the time, not just for Thanksgiving, you know, not just for the holidays. I know that there's a lot of organizations that just, you know, we recently participated in a cleanup. Like, those are happening almost every weekend. My neighborhood is starting their own neighborhood cleanup. So there's always different volunteer opportunities available, and this database makes it really searchable. The current web address is volunteer.caring-choices.org.
Okay, say it one more time. Volunteer.
Volunteer.caring-choices.org.
So organizations, when you say partner organizations, they need to, when you say join, how does that happen? Or is that some process you have to go through?
Nope. They can just go to that website and sign up as an organization.
Okay.
They don't necessarily have to know us as Caring Choices. They just have to have volunteer opportunities. Every organization, I do get a notification. So we just check to make sure that they have opportunities in the community and they're connected to Northern California. But other than that, yeah. Super easy. Just sign up, post your opportunities, and you're good to go.
What a great idea. I mean, it's sort of the key almost to volunteerism in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting that access. And then you have a newsletter as well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought was really informative. You can get that by going to the caring-choices.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a newsletter up there.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then you and I were speaking about how you could get the newsletter sent to your email by going to Make a Difference at the top, drops down, and it is volunteer subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have it sent to your own email, or you can go to the website.
Yep, and it's right there. Yep.
Yeah. But I mean, that just was loaded with information.
It was good.
There was one question I did want to ask about Points of Light Global Network. And you're a part of that?
Points of Light is a national organization. Actually, I think it's international. Uh-huh. And their basis is in volunteerism and that community, you know, networking. And so we participate with that organization. It kind of gives us other perspectives. Sometimes it's nationally. They have regular webinars and conferences that we kind of attend to get ideas on volunteerism. Maybe there's different things that they're doing with COVID, you know, that allow for online opportunities. And it just kind of allows us to network with other people that have a similar mindset of engaging their communities. So,
yeah.
So it's kind of a good partnership to have. They definitely establish themselves in the field. So we want to take advantage of any experience that they have to offer.
And then pass it on and take care of your own community.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's our goal. keep it going. Keep it going.
And it's, you know, at this time with COVID, you know, it, first of all, there's volunteer opportunities, but now a lot of them we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's frustrating. I'm sure it's hard for you guys too. Like you say, the food pantry, you can bring the food out, but
mm-hmm.
you can't go help somebody particularly. So it's kind of a hard time to figure out the best way to.
It's kind of funny that, you know, yes, COVID has really hampered our, we can't have events. We're not going to health fairs. We're not going to community, you know, events in, you know, all the different counties that we're in. Yeah. But we found some really interesting opportunities. And we were contacted by somebody down south in Southern California that has a marketing firm that was just looking at other organizations that were doing response to the wildfires and happened upon our site and connected with us. And they raised some money with their organization, and they purchased an order through Target and to fill our food pantry. And we went and picked it up. So, you know, people that we never would have come in contact necessarily with were able to help, and they found a new way to volunteer. We found a new friend, and it all worked out. And so there's been a couple different, I'm in communication with somebody in Napa that has some tools that they want to donate to, and, you know, groups that are people that have lost their tools in the fire. And so we're coordinating that, and they're going to make a drive, and we're going to meet up in Sacramento somewhere. And, I don't know, meet in a parking lot somewhere and figure it out. But yeah. It has really found other, I think we've found other ways to connect and stay together and still help our community. And so that's been a good feeling that's happened. That
I bet this is a lot of work, but I bet it's really rewarding in so many ways. You probably feel so good when something actually works.
Yeah. It is. I've been a business office manager for many, many years. I've been in the medical billing field, which is a whole different world. You're always under the gun to bring in money and to make money. And while, yes, I'm kind of under that same gun to bring in grants and write grants and get money, I get to spend it in the best way possible. And that is very rewarding for me, and kind of moving from a different perspective to this, and being able to really know that my money is going somewhere that really matters, that matters to people, that they depend on us. And you know, whether their PG&E stays on or not is sometimes dependent on whether we can help them or not. And that's nice to be able to meet that need in the community, for sure.
We certainly need more of it in this world, particularly right now.
We do.
How many people work there with you?
So we have 16 total with Caring Choices. We have 3 in Reading, and then the rest here in Chico.
So people can stop in, although not stop in, call, and the food pantry's there. And then the best way for the volunteering is to go to volunteer.caring-choices and look at the hands-on database.
Our website. If they go to our website, it'll link in there as well. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
There's an option there to click on there. It'll take you right to that portal.
Let's back up just for a minute and go back to that beginning program, the HIV program. And you are, I know that you're taking care of a number of people and keeping track of them, but you also have a testing site?
We do. We have certified testers, HIV and hepatitis C testers. And they've gone through a program with San Francisco, the hospital, University of UCSF, and have become certified testers. And we provide that service to the community. A lot of our HIV work, I think that's Caring Choices has existed kind of behind the scenes for a while because our work wasn't too maybe publicized. You know, HIV wasn't a subject that necessarily, that's a confidential subject that, yes. Diagnosis that a lot of people may not be comfortable with just anybody knowing. So a lot of that work was being done, but not necessarily out in the public. Our testing in the same way, we do have agreements and other agencies. So Stonewall, we provide testing supplies to Stonewall, and really just try and get it out there the best we can that testing's available. We can do it in the office. So again, somebody would just need to call us, set up a time, even with COVID, and we'll make sure that we can get them tested. And that is free. There's no charge to that. And we kind of provide that, should it be a positive diagnosis, then we can also connect them with services. So we can we can walk them through. What does that mean? You know, we're here for you. It's not just a test. Like, we're going to take care of you. We're going to walk you through. We're going to get you connected to whoever you need to get connected to. So.
And that number, 899-3873.
Correct. Yep. Okay. Just call that main number and we'll be right there to figure out what we can help with.
I see how nice it is for the two of you to work together.
Yes. Carla has been amazing. She's just one of those adaptable people that came in as our volunteer coordinator, and then we've asked her to do so many things outside her scope, and she's always game. She's just like, okay, we're gonna do food delivery this week, we're gonna figure that program out. And and then grant writing, again, you know, we always have to find that money out there, and you know, it's hard to come by sometimes, but we've been pretty lucky to be sustainable, you know, since 93. And we're just kind of constantly working on new grants, new programs that still support our main mission and meeting those basic needs of the community. So we just keep finding new grants, and Carla helps write them. And we definitely have a team approach. We don't have a grant writer on staff, so we all just kind of pitch in. And Barb Hanna, being our director, she's written many grants, so she definitely can, you know, help us out with guidance. Our next big focus is housing. We struggle with that across all of our programs. Chico is housing insecure. There isn't affordable housing in Chico. And whether it be campfire survivors or low income disabled clients, they're struggling. And so we're really working on some housing options in the community. So
I sure know that. I hear that often.
Yes.
One other thing I wanted to say for you, Hillary, was donate, because I know that money, it sometimes is the best thing you can do. I saw that at the very bottom of the newsletter. Is there another place on the site where you can donate?
Yes, on our webpage, we have PayPal that's available, and you know, obviously our office is always open, but a lot of people like to use PayPal because they can make notes in there. If people have a specific subject that they would like to donate to, or a program that they would like to donate, that's an option too. Just let us know. You know, but we are always in need of food, shelter. Those things are always always on our radar. So
and people can drop off things. You know, I have another organization that says socks or those little sample things with shampoo in them, and you know, anything like that.
Yeah, we currently have quite a few clients that were, you know, are either homeless, living in the park, at hotels, are, you know, very minimal, low income. They appreciate every single one of those donations that come in the door. So whatever it is, we'll find a good home for it.
All right, wonderful. Hillary, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you. Yes, thanks, Bobby, for having us. I appreciate it. Can't wait to see the final product.
So, all right. Carla had to leave a little early, so we'll say goodbye to her too. And I just appreciate you and what you're doing.
Yes, thank you for reaching out to our organization. We definitely appreciate the opportunity to show Chico what we bring to the table and have to offer. So thank you.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded interview with Hillary Crosby and Carla Schultz from Caring Choices here in Chico. If you've missed it or you'd like to have someone else hear it, you can go to KZFR, click on Programs, click on Tuesday, and click on North State Give and Take. All my interviews are there and you can check them all out. And thank you so much for listening to KZFR Community Radio and North State Give and Take.